feel like there should be words to that song. Oh, there are. There's a lot to it.
Oh, hey, yeah. There should be words.
Music leading into Now Hear This.
That's us.
Hagar Menendez, hearing help. And the doctor is in the house, and you can always tell if you know Peg when it's spring or fall.
Right?
Unfortunately, Peg has dealt with allergies. So
I'm cursed.
We will get through this.
Oh, boy.
You came in with tissues, and I got some extra.
Yep, I'm ready. So, I'll try not to sneeze.
Did my duty.
Yeah, there's a sign on Beaver Drive by April's Flowers that says pollen when plants can't keep it in their pants.
Oh.
And I can feel it. Holy cow.
Well, this family show.
Sorry. It's a sign. It's funny. I laugh at it every day.
We are going to discuss two things today. The first thing is Peg has a list of 10 things that you should know when you were shopping for a hearing aid.
Yep.
And then we will finish the show talking about where audiology is headed in the future.
Yes.
So, let us do your top 10 list. Are we going 1 through 10 or 10 through 1?
Oh, it doesn't matter. 1 through 10. It doesn't matter.
1 through 10. Number 1.
These are all things I hope you've learned over the years from me, because they're just things to keep in the back of your mind when you go with someone who's looking for a hearing aid or hearing testing, or it's you. And I know I've beat this into your brains, I hope, to do your due diligence. Know what's out there. Know what, you know, you got to know what's available. You don't want to just walk in somewhere and say, hey, get me something, which has happened. You kind of want to know or have an idea at least. And you like, not only of what you may want, but who you're talking to. Is it an audiologist? Is it a hearing aid dealer? Is it a hearing aid specialist? Is it a hearing aid fitter? There's all different types, and you want to make sure you know who you're talking to. Doctors of audiology are trying to take the lead in this. We have a lot of education. We're medically trained. That's the biggest difference between us and like the hearing aid dealers and things. I'm not to say anything bad about any hearing aid dealers. They're wonderful. Ones in the area. I'm just saying that we, as a group, are highly educated, and we're trying to look out for what you need, not just sell hearing aids. So we kind of take the whole body into focus here instead of just, okay, there you go. It's not a cookie cutter thing. Everybody's ears are different. Everybody's hearing loss is different.
I guess if I could summarize it, it's you're really going to get to the source of what the problem
right. Is,
correct? I mean,
right. That's
what an audiologist really can do with your training versus someone who sells hearing aids.
Sure.
You know, don't have the background, the training. And
yeah, because so, okay. I believe they take a six-month course and then a test, and then they can fit hearing aids. Audiologists, I know it's different now, but when I went, we had to do our undergraduate to get our bachelor's. Then we had to do a master's, and there was no such thing as a doctor of audiology then. There was a PhD, but now there's doctor of audiology. Most of us who had masters back in the day have gone on for our doctorate because we've had, you know, lots of many years, decades of experience. So it was not a big step to get our doctorate because we've already had all the training. We just need a little updating. So keep that in mind, because if there's something else going on, we're looking for not just a hearing loss. We're looking, like you said, for a cause. Is it simply nerve damage? Are there indicators of a tumor? You know, most hearing aid dealers aren't going to look for that kind of thing.
Maybe it's wax in the ear, and you don't need
something that simple. Make sure they look in your ear always, because if somebody didn't look at your ear before they're trying to sell you a hearing aid, something isn't right. So you want to make sure that they have been checked.
All right. Number two.
Have a budget. Please have a budget. Know at least, you know, what you want to spend. And try and keep it in that range. Be realistic. Hearing aids are expensive. They don't have to be, you know, a Cadillac. And they certainly don't have to do a million things. And that leads on to number three, which is know what you want them to do. Do you want connection to Bluetooth, to your phones, to your toaster? You know, do you want all those extra bells and whistles or not? Do you just, if you simply want it just to connect to your cell phone so you can adjust it as a remote control, that's completely different than whole Bluetooth and everything else. So keep that in mind. What, you know, do you want it to connect to your TV? Because hearing aids can now. They can stream from the TV right into the hearing aids. We've talked about that before. All you need anymore is a smart TV, the TV connecting box that you buy from the audiologist. It goes with the hearing aids and your hearing aids. And everything connects, and boom, you can hear all around the house. So you don't miss your show if you want to go make a sandwich. You can still hear it. So that's two and three are kind of together there. If you don't know where to go, and you know, you can always check online, but get a referral from someone you know and trust. You know, if somebody went somewhere and had a great experience, you know, wonderful. Maybe you should talk to that person too, or ask your doctor. They know what's going on in the area, so they could give you a lot of information, or just call around. A lot of people do that. They'll call around and get our price range just to get an idea. They call and ask how we do things. And, you know, Jim and I will explain how we do things. It's pretty basic. We don't do anything fancy. We just want to make sure you get what you need. Or a lot of times it's just a hearing test. You find out you really don't have a hearing loss. Well, yay. And now we explain how to protect that hearing.
I think it was 2 years ago, maybe three. I got the custom plugs, you know, to use noise events, but you did, and I hadn't had any kind of hearing issue, but you did a hearing test on me just to check, and
sure.
You know, all was good.
I just kept you locked in the room for a while, that's all. What to keep you out of trouble?
I'm sure I have a list of people that wish that they were still locked in the room. All right, moving on down your list.
Okay, take somebody with you. It's always good to have somebody with you because they can pick up some of the information you might miss, especially if you have a hearing loss. And if it's someone who has hearing aids, even better, because they can ask better questions sometimes or just prompt you into asking certain questions. But it's always good to have somebody with you so that things aren't misunderstood, or if you didn't understand something, the person you brought with you that you know and trust might be able to explain it a little better, especially if you know don't know me from, you know, Adam. So the more information you get and the more people you have with you, especially a significant other, is invaluable. You really want that extra person. Ask lots of questions. Don't just go, okay, whatever. You know, because that, you don't know. If I did that at a car dealership, I would end up with either a hoopty or a caddy. Neither of which I want. Especially the hoopty. If you don't know, a hoopty is just a broken down car.
Okay. That was my next question.
Yeah, I can tell by the look on your face. What the heck is a hoopty?
She reads minds. In addition to being an audiologist.
Number seven, understand your hearing loss. If the place you go and get a hearing test doesn't explain it, something's wrong. You need to see what the pattern is, what the configuration is, how much of a hearing loss, and most of all, too, is how do you understand speech? Because some people's ears, and I've gone over this a million times, don't understand no matter what volume you put it at. That's not a volume issue. It's a clarity issue. It involves the nerve. Some people's ears, it might just be one of the ears, which has happened quite often, can't understand. That's why we do a lot of word lists. We want to see how the ear and brain are connecting and how the signal is coming to the brain from the ear that has a problem. So we already know the ear has a problem, so it's funneling sounds and words and things to the brain. Is the brain understanding it? If the brain doesn't, like in some cases, I'll turn it up to where it's comfortable so I can talk to the person and do some word lists, see what they can understand, and it's just loud garble. Well, that's bad. So you usually want to get that checked by your doctor because something isn't right there. You should be able to understand when things are turned up and nice and clear in your ear. If you can't, something else is wrong and you really should get checked. Most people know that, like people with Meniere's disease, their speech intelligibility is very poor in that ear because the damage is in the inner ear and it just doesn't understand.
Okay. All right, where are we on the list? I've lost
number
track.
Number eight.
Okay.
Check your insurance. See if there's coverage. Make sure that you talk to somebody. They have the helplines with your insurances. There's a phone number on the back of your card. Call that for customer service and ask them, hey, this is my number. This is what I have. Do I have any coverage for hearing aids? And if so, what's the amount and how often? Because I'm going to probably check too, but it really helps if you know. Because in some cases, insurances have called me and said, hey, so-and-so has this coverage. This is where you bill. So that helps. That helps me immensely. Because insurances are not a lot of fun. they can really mess up a day.
All right.
Number nine. Decide if before you even go in, this is part of the due diligence. Do you want to change batteries or do you want them to be rechargeable? That's more common now because people are on the fence. You know, it's not hard to change a battery, but you know, if you don't have good dexterity, it can be a bit of a problem. Whereas the rechargeable, you just put them in a little box at night and forget about them. And in the morning you take them out, pop them in, you're good to go.
Okay.
So that's another big one.
All right. And number two.
Last of all, what's included? Find out what comes with this sale. Do I get coverage forever? Do I get batteries? Do I just get a 1-year warranty, a 3-year warranty? Can I just walk in? Find out what is included to make sure it's worth your money. Because, you know, if you just buy the hearing aid and that's it, you're not going to pay as much you're not going to pay. I lost my train of thought. Could you tell?
Okay. You know, it's the pollen that is.
It is. It's in there. It won't leave me alone. If you don't get much stuff with it, you're probably not going to pay as much. Mm-hmm. In some cases, other places cover everything. So just find out. All you got to do is ask, and they'll tell you. And I know in our office, you probably already know. We pretty much cover you for the life of the hearing aids, as far as supplies and things. We have walk-in service, so just come on in. We don't nickel and dime people.
All right.
So there you go. And I hope you've all learned this, so nobody gets something they can't use. There is a return policy. That's 30-day minimum by law. So we go 2 to 3 months to make sure, because studies have shown that it takes longer than 30 days for quite a few people, because the brain has to relearn all this information and what to do with it. And it can be very stressful. So give yourself time, use the trial period, make sure, you know, you're happy with what you have and you can use them and they're functioning correctly. You don't have a lemon. Try and wear them as much as you can so your system can adapt.
All right. So there's your top 10 list of things to consider when looking for a hearing aid. Now, we have a couple minutes to go over what is happening with audiology as you look ahead.
Well, the over-the-counter hearing aids are going to be everywhere here pretty quick. They're already starting to be in like Walgreens and CVS, and you're just going to be able to go into a store and buy a hearing aid, just like you can get the little cheater glasses, which is fine, but they're a little more complicated than glasses are. So you want to ask a lot of questions. If they can't answer your questions, go somewhere else.
What's going on in here? What is going on in here?
Some guy just wandered in here. Yeah.
You can go ahead and just wrap up, and then we'll have a little surprise here for you.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well, now I forget what I was saying. over-the-counter hearing aids. Okay. Or someday you'll take a pill, and your hearing will come back. They're working on that now. And then the AI, artificial intelligence, is booming as far as hearing aids go. So maybe someday it'll tap into your brain. You won't have to do anything. And there you have it.
Okay. So I wanted to really make sure that within the first 15 minutes of the show, we got through the topic.
I could tell. You're awfully pushy today.
Well, it's because after 10 years of doing Now Hear This.
Only 10?
10 years.
I only have 4 stars.
This is Peg Arminetti's last
it
show.
It is. For now.
And so my... Yeah, for now.
Yeah, you never
for
know.
Now.
No, yeah. Exactly. So my surprise is we are going to end... Kevin Brown has joined us along with...
Yeah, out of the blue.
Yeah, along with Brittany Madera. And what I would like to do in our remaining... 8-9 minutes.
Is to just
share some memories from the 10 years. And specifically, there have been 5 hosts of the show. 3 are represented here, and I'm including Brittany because Brittany has filled in the year and a half that I have done it, and Kevin did it for several years, and she would fill in at different times. But it all began with Gary Stormer.
It did. What do I have on the top of my list? Gary Stormer.
Beth Walter. So we certainly want to remember the 2 of them because they have gone on.
He brought Barbie dolls in, and they were doing things.
What? He had props.
Yes, he did.
I never had props.
I don't know where he kept them over there. I didn't want to know.
I've been accused of being like Paulin, but I've never been a prop. Now you're blushing. I got her to blush. She's got me to blush all these years. It finally worked.
Well, you're actually.
Well, I am too.
Right.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah.
Okay. So just share your memories, thoughts about Gary and Beth, and then I'm going to go to Kevin.
Well, of course, when I fell off the stool. The man never flinched. I was shocked, you know, especially when he saw the bottom of my shoes. That was, you know, most people would have lost it. And he was, nope, wrong answer. Next caller, please. He didn't look nothing until we were off the air, and he couldn't look at me for like 2 weeks. He just couldn't look at me.
Yeah, there's no doubt that that I think would have to be the... the ultimate memory of
those 10 years.
Right? Yeah, I'm a little clumsy. It's a genetic thing. Beth, oh my gosh, that girl was more prepared than I was. Oh my goodness, yeah. She was amazing. No, it's like, oh, I didn't even look that one up. I don't know. She's good. I miss her. She was really good. But I just remember her being so ready, you know, that I had to work harder.
And it wasn't just your show. She was prepared on Beth. Every aspect of the radio station. Yes. I mean, if you needed an answer on something, you went to Beth. You
know? Wow, I didn't know that. Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah. Mr. Brown, good to have you in the house.
It's great to be here. I brought... flowers.
I know. Thanks.
And I also
my nose thanks you.
I brought her a couple bottles. We'll talk about that after we get off the air.
Jim, but, I'm going to be late today.
But the thing I remember most about doing the show with Peg, and I loved every minute of it, was the laughter.
Oh, my God.
The laughter.
We never got to a topic.
You know, and I honestly believe that probably the first half hour Ask the Expert segment I ever did on then WCED and eventually Connect FM was filling in for Beth and doing Peg's show. And I thought, man, this is fun. Like I may never go back in the sunny studio again. Playing music? That's nothing compared to hanging out with this girl. You know, so that was, we had a blast. No question about it.
Well, when I took over for you, this gets into part of what I wanted to share is I'd never done anything like this.
Right.
I mean,
really?
No.
You've never been in radio. He's such a pro. You would never.
No, my career has been in the business. Right. I started on the air and did that for nearly 2 years, but the rest of it was sales and management. And I've done commercials over the years, and I've done a live broadcast, but I've never actually hosted a show. So you talk about Beth and her preparation. It's why, you know, when you give me a topic, mm-hmm. I go online and, you know, I was a Boy Scout for 1 year, so I learned something about preparation. Right?
Well, you have the voice for it, I'll tell you. Yeah.
So it's been a joy for me. Brittany, how about if you come on over here or step in there
to share
some peg thoughts here.
Oh, I mean the laughter, definitely.
There was a few times you looked like a deer in a headlights when I'd say something like, uh-oh. Where's she going?
Peg got me. Where's she going with this? You can tell when Peg's in the building.
Oh,
that
boy.
That is the laughter.
I'm so quiet.
I don't know anybody who has met Dr. Peg and has not come away with a new friend.
Aw,
that's the truth.
It's a curse of liking people.
you never walk in there and feel unwanted or like you're not completely at home. You are the best at making new friends.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
We like people, both of us. We like to help. You know, some people want to help other people. Some people never do. Well, both of us are way into it. We as much as, you know, whatever we can do for people is what we do.
And when Peg says both of us, she's talking about Jim Fabiano. So take a moment and share what Jim does for you. We've got a couple minutes or so.
Oh, Jim is the heartbeat. He tells me what to do, where to go, when to be there. He's all over the place. I can't keep up with him. He's just amazing. The closest comparison is on MASH radar. Every time they would ask for something, he was already handing it to him. That's Jim. It's like, I'll say, where's this? I didn't even finish the sentence, and he's handing me the chart. It's amazing. He's just all on it. You know, and, you know, if I forget about something because I'm thinking of other stuff, he'll gently nudge, hey, did you get that? Here he ain't. They're coming in tomorrow. Oh, I should find out. But he's, the two of us are a good team because he's so organized and I'm so not. So I keep him crazy. He keeps me crazy. It all works. So there.
Team effort. Kevin.
No doubt. Congratulations on 10 years.
Hey,
and I have a feeling, Mel, that someday not too far in the future, she'll be back on the airwaves.
I'll be back. Because
she'll miss it so much.
I know. I know.
We always say that radio gets in your blood and you can't get rid of it. There's no transfusion for it.
I retired 3 years ago.
He's retired?
In January, but I've continued to do some part-time work here in the station. And when I was asked to, because if you don't know, Kevin's career has either been in radio or car dealership.
Right.
And he's Kurt Johnson Auto Sales for the last several years now.
Love his commercials.
And, excuse me. So Jay Philippone, the owner, asked me, you know, about doing the show. And it's been a pleasure for me because I have developed a number of clients, former clients, have become friends.
Sure.
More so than clients, and Peg is one of those in that category.
Oh,
so for me, it was just coming in here and sitting down, you know, for 25 minutes and having a chat with a friend who knows an awful lot about audiology.
And when you spend so much time with those clients over the years, it's separation anxiety. It really is, you know. The same thing for me when I was doing advertising sales. I mean, there are clients today that are still very good friends of mine, you know, and it's a nice thing. You know?
I have a lot of patience
and
have become friends.
Way.
Yeah.
You're the same way.
Yep, we're on Facebook.
Yeah.
We're catching up with each other. I love it.
Well, and
absolutely
the real
love it.
Blessing for me is to see somebody like Peg who started her own business and has overcome odds that she shouldn't have had to
nicely put
overcome.
Right.
I'll just
nicely put. Yeah.
Outside sources.
We're not naming names.
Illegal things. And so it's been my pleasure
to watch you persevere.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
You know, well, you're my guru.
To see.
He's my marketing guru.
Well, we are down to a matter of 30 seconds.
So oh my gosh.
Take us home here with how people can contact you.
I'm at 213 Beaver Drive, 814-375-4357. Website is drpegsallears.com.
Thank you for
Thank you for everybody. Thank you, Jay, for putting up with me.